The young Stellar Sea Lion grunts from the inside of a pet carrier in the garage of a Sandy Beach Road home. Weighing in at 75 pounds, she's only as large as a mid-sized dog, not very eager to move around.
We're presumably looking at it is a female, and she's probably at that stage where mom has kicked her away, and she's trying to forage on her own, and maybe she hasn't, she's had a tough winter or tough spring.
Tim Lebling is a stranding coordinator with the Alaska Sea Life Center's Marine Mammal Rescue and Rehabilitation Program. He flew through the night to Petersburg via Seattle to get here in time to help with a local search effort sparked by reports of the thin sea lion. She was first sighted in Scow Bay Wednesday and later found again Thursday afternoon by about a half dozen local residents who walked the beach searching. Lebling says the sea lion is likely a year old and could be suffering from parasites or a swallowed fish hook that could be keeping her from eating and maintaining her weight.
But we haven't seen anything with the exam, haven't seen any obvious smoking guns as far as what's wrong with her. Once we get her back to the center, we'll be able to do a full blood workup and take x-rays and kind of get the whole scene. And really, that's kind of the fun part of the job when you do get an animal like this, is that just trying to solve the mystery of exactly why she is emaciated, and sometimes it's just because she got to that level and hit that threshold and just became weaker and weaker, and at that point was just unable to forage on her own.
Lebling had planned to bring her to the Sea Life Center for a few months of rehabilitation and hoped to release her again near Petersburg, equipped with a tracking device. He says the center picks up a few stellar sea lions from southeast and south central each year, along with ailing walruses from northern waters and seals and otters from around the state. He says sea lions and other mammals are important indicators of Alaska's environment.
If things start happening in our, whether it's in the ocean or whether it's in our food source, these animals can be the smoking guns as far as what's going on. So it's very important that we can learn as much as we can from these critters, and so that especially when we're using some animals, marine mammals in Alaska, as a food source, or that their prey species, such as the fish, can present problems such as disease, and so that if we can learn anything from this animal, and for an animal that is listed as an endangered animal. Now, the stellar sea lions aren't listed in southeast, but in south central and southwest, they are listed animals. So anytime you have an animal that is a threatened species or the population is really declining, it's very important that we can learn as much about these animals as possible.
Lebling praised the work of the Petersburg Marine Mammal Center and the local volunteers who helped with the rescue. And as of Thursday afternoon, he thought the sea lion's prospects were good. However, Thursday night, her body temperature dropped. Lebling and the Marine Mammal Center's Barry Bracken stayed up with the animal but were unable to keep her alive, and she died early Friday morning. She'll still travel back to Seward, where the center's staff will perform a necropsy and try to find a cause of death. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.